This wasn't actually an interview. Dr. Javad Zarif gave a very good presentation of his views to a public audience, and then there was a question and answer session afterwards, and we were very happy to host that at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. I think what's clear is, first of all, that the Trump administration has clearly rejected an agreement which its predecessor came to, which is actually part of a UN Security Council resolution that is binding upon all member states. So it's questionable as to whether the US actually legally and technically has the right to withdraw from the agreement, but nonetheless, it has done so. The second thing, which is very clear, is that while the European Union and the European member states who signed the JCPOA, while they support its continuation, they have found it, because of the integration of the world economic system and the strength of the US dollar within that system, they have found it impossible to as yet provide the kind of routes for financial routes for trading and investment that they would definitely like to. The difficulty is that even if you're a European businessman and you want to trade with or invest in Iran, money has to be moved in order to make that happen, and that happens through the banking system, and that's where the strength of the dollar and the integration of the international finance system is actually working against European governments' intentions. Whether they will be able to solve this problem in the coming months, I don't know. And the third thing, which is clear, is that Iran is trying to remain within the terms of the JCPOA and reducing its commitments very carefully and in a staged way, in stages. So I think it is possible that the JCPOA will in some form survive. And I take very seriously the commitment of the Iranian state, because it's expressed in the fatwa, that it will not have nuclear weapons. And that is the main thing. That is the main concern that existed, rightly or wrongly, in the international community before the JCPOA was achieved. And I think that we could have had confidence in that agreement. And I think it's very important that the cooperation continues. I think a little bit difficult to predict what is exactly going to happen now. And, of course, the big question mark on the horizon ahead is what the outcome of the U.S. presidential elections in November next year might be. First of all, I think that the concern to maintain freedom of navigation is a basic principle of international law and is widely accepted. Secondly, I think we can all understand the economic interests in the movement of oil and other cargoes through the Gulf, the economic interests of actually all of the Gulf states and, of course, of many other states in the world, from Britain, Japan, in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and so on. So I think that there is a real issue here about freedom of navigation, and we really do not want to return to the era of the tanker wars in the 1980s. I cannot agree that the first best step to take is a military response. And I cannot agree that the first best step to take is a unilateral, one-sided military response. I think the first thing would be to sit down and to talk about this, the issues and the problems that can arise in the Gulf region because of insecurity, and especially in the waters of the Straits of Hormuz because they are so narrow, and to find a way to police the situation in a way that accords with everybody's interests. Of course, the reason why that doesn't happen is because of policies that pit different states, different actors in the region, both actors of the region like Iran and Saudi Arabia, but also those who come from outside the region but are important actors in it, such as the USA, it's pitting them against each other. And it's the confrontation and the general background of destabilization over the last 2 to 3 years which makes the current situation particularly dangerous. It makes dialogue all the more important and yet all the more difficult. And at some point, the political wisdom and political clarity of thinking and courage has to be shown to sit down and talk, because that is the way that this problem will be managed, is by talking and coming to an agreement, not by deploying naval forces, whether they're this international coalition or that international coalition.